Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Jerry Stengel back on the show. Jerry's a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Ventanier, research advisor to American Express. And she's here to talk to us about the American Express 2019 State of Women-Owned Business Report. And I'm excited about this because I love talking about, I've been talking about women-owned businesses since day one, since 1997 I've been doing this. And in fact, my very first guest was a woman. And on the show way back in November the 17th, 1997, I still remember it. And so Cleta Mitchell, by the way, was her name. Jerry Stengel, welcome back to the show.
Delighted to be here.
Did you know that I have a letter from President Clinton thanking me and congratulating me on my support of women business owners? Did you know that?
I did not know that. I think that's fabulous. I'm very impressed.
It's hanging on my wall. I'm proud of it. And I didn't ask for it. I just showed up one day. Some of my women business owners that were connected to the administration asked for it. They gave it to me. I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't realize what I was doing, but I was doing it on purpose. But anyway, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you brought the report with us. What's the news?
Well, this is the ninth time that American Express has done the State of Women-Owned Businesses,
yep.
And through that time we've seen enormous growth in the rate of women starting businesses, and that's really driven by women of color. And for the first time we looked at sidepreneurship and found that sidepreneurs, part-time entrepreneurs, are part of the reason that the growth rate is so high.
Like Uber drivers.
Correct. So it could be any kind of ride-sharing app or
any gig economy, economy thing. I mean, I know, you know, there are a lot of different things. I've got I use Uber all the time when I go to the larger cities, Jerry. And I'm fully one-third of the drivers who pick me up are women, and they're almost always women of color.
So that is going to show in my numbers. For example, the rate of sidepreneurs among minority women is far greater than for all women, and in particular, Black women.
Yep. No, I love it. I'm going to talk to him, right? I've been a taxi or an Uber. We're going to have a conversation. I'm going to find out. I ask them where they're from, what they do, how many kids they got. You know, we have a nice conversation, and it's fun, and these Black women will flat talk to you too. By the way, it's fun doing that. And so anyway, this is good news. Keep going. You're doing good.
Oh, terrific. And also we're seeing growth not just in small-scale part-time businesses, but as we've discussed in the past, there's enormous growth in million-dollar businesses. So it's happening at both sides of the spectrum. Women-owned businesses are on the move.
Well, that's pretty exciting, and it really is. What this report is demonstrating, is magnifying, is that the old saw of the old maxim of a rising tide floats all boats. This is really what we're experiencing right now, isn't it?
Yeah,
this is the dynamics
really
of capitalism, isn't it?
To measure what's happening, because it really focuses everybody's attention. And, you know, if you measure it, you can improve it.
Well, that's exactly right. But, I mean, that to me, what's beautiful about this is it's the dynamics of capitalism and the multifaceted, the almost infinite stratification of the marketplace that capitalism allows. I mean, look at the innovation that's happened in the last 10 or 20 years that's created new opportunities, not for just people to get a job, but for them to start their own businesses. Look at Microsoft, for goodness sakes. The Windows, Microsoft, that software created lots of an unimagined amount of wealth by entrepreneurs being able to take that software off the shelf and making it their own for their own industry. Uber, look at all the jobs that the innovation of Uber created. This is the dynamics of capitalism. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about this. Jerry has much more to report on this American Express Women Owned Business Report. After the break, it's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Don't know what you got until it's gone, and I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.